You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening. You could be a big part as always. Join us on the text line or the phone line. It's the same number, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Got Just PS working hard on the board and jazzed as hell. It's Wednesday, so our pal Matt Rothschild joining us, formerly of the Progressive Magazine, formerly of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, birder and friend of ours, frequent contributor to the Civic Media Radio Network. Matt, welcome back, man.
Hey, Dom. It's always fun to be with you and Jess.
It is a blast, and we got a lot to get to today. But I know a lot of folks tuning in because, you know, it's that time of year. It's the break into spring text win contest right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Today's keyword is swim. So here's what you do. You download the Civic Media app, find your favorite radio station, click the button, the text button at the bottom of the screen, and text the keyword swim for your chance to win the statewide contest today. It's a Chula Vista overnight stay, a little getaway. Good luck. This goes until the 5 o'clock Central Time p.m. We will remind you, text the word swim from the Civic Media radio app. Matt, pleasure to see you again. We got a lot of the national stuff to get to, but we have an election next week, man. Can you believe this already? Less than a week, we have an election. We've talked a lot about Judge Susan Crawford going up against the BS. And I want to get your sense. I know at Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, you guys track the money, and this one is breaking all the records. So we'll get to that momentarily. But I want to also throw this one out there for our audience's consideration. Yeah, there's another one out there too, and that is the state school superintendent race. And we got a couple folks that are running. The incumbent, Jill Underly, versus Brittany Kinzer. Now, Brittany Kinzer is the voucher lady. Let's put it that way. It's all you need to know. And the incumbent is Jill Underly. And I would recommend, if you care about Dom's opinion, you vote for Jill Underly and you go and vote for Judge Susan Crawford. That's what you do. But
I've already done that, Dom.
We
submitted our absentee ballots the other day. My wife and I vote by absentee, but we actually physically hand deliver them to the town clerk.
So hand delivered absentee ballots. Now some Republicans would call that fraudulent, Matt.
Well, the clerk was there and to verify our identification.
All right, good. Excellent. Yeah, folks, you can do that. Early voting is going on, and the actual vote is next. The in-person vote is, what, next Tuesday, right? Yeah, a week from yesterday. But here's why I bring up this particular race, and we've been talking over and over about Susan Crawford, Matt. But according to Kelly Meyerhofer at the Journal Sentinel, Kinzer is outraising the incumbent Underly. Here's a couple of paragraphs. Education consultant, a voucher consultant. She's a voucher lady. Brittany, the voucher lady. She has raised more than twice as much as the state superintendent, Jill Underly, and more than nine times what the conservative-backed candidate did in the 2021 race. Kinzer has netted at least $2.4 million so far this year, compared to Underly's $1.3 million, according to campaign finance reports released this week. With just a week to go before the April 1st election, Kinzer has nearly $900,000 in cash on hand, and Underly has about $100,000 on hand, according to donations through March 17. Now, on the other side, Matt, Susan Crawford is outraising, my understanding, BS, we'll call him, but a lot of money in that race. Let's talk about I want to get your sense on this superintendent race. I'm actually kind of shocked that this outsider, you know, voucher consultant lady is raising that money, like twice as much as the incumbent.
Yeah, Ben Wickler might want to swing Jill Underly some money in a hurry here, because, you know, I'm worried about this race. you're right. Brittany Kinzer is absolutely just a stalking horse for the voucher people, the school privatizers, the people who are strangling public education here in Wisconsin. And Jill Lunderley's done a pretty good job in her position, and she's run for re-election, deserves to be re-elected. So I am concerned about this race. I'm also concerned about the Crawford race. And I think people need to, you know, in the next few days, really make sure they have a plan to vote and go out and vote by Tuesday. And if you got an absentee ballot, you know, I wouldn't put it in the mail today. I would try to get it into a Dropbox or hand deliver it like my wife and I did to your local clerk. Because if it's not received by 8 o'clock on Tuesday, they're not going to count the sucker. So you want to make sure your vote counts.
Matt, Jess, and I were talking before the show today about, man, we really haven't seen a whole lot of Underly ads. Let's put it that way. And no doubt, you know, the airwaves have been just filthy with BS and Crawford ads. But I just get the sense that she, you know, Underly hasn't been around as much. Then I was like, well, she's the incumbent, right? You know, she'll be. Did you notice? Did she have like an I incumbent or any indicator that she was the incumbent on your ballot? Did you make any note whatsoever? We looked ours up online, and there was no indication of incumbency on at least the digital ballot that we looked at.
No, I didn't see it. Or to put it like Pete Hegseth or Tulsi Gabbard. I have no recollection.
I'm an old man. I'm confused. So if that's the case, and I thought, well, number one, yes, Jess. I mean, you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of Underly. And number two, if there's no indication that she's the incumbent, someone goes in and doesn't really know what's what, you know, that doesn't help. Because a lot of people thought, well, I'll just vote for, you know, whoever's there now, you know, that kind of thing. And some people will, you know, just go the opposite. Well, let's switch it up. A lot of people have their own ways other than the issues if they're not aware on what box to check. So if there's no indication that she's, in fact, the incumbent, that I think would bode, that would be great for her in that regard. A lot of money in that one, but Matt, you're right, man. The Elon Musk money in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race up to $19 million.
Yeah, $19 or $20 million. And just to put that in perspective, the most expensive Supreme Court race for Wisconsin and for the country in history was $20 million before the last two Wisconsin Supreme Court races. So Musk himself has spent as much as the total contest combined up until the last two Wisconsin Supreme Court races. It's just obscene that one person, and I don't care if it's, you know, J.B. Pritzker or whether it's Elon Musk, no one should be able to spend that much money to tell us who to vote for here in Wisconsin, especially if the person isn't even from Wisconsin. But I don't want Diane Hendricks doing it either, for that matter, or Richard Eline. But still, there's got to be some reasonable limits. Why otherwise have contribution limits at all to candidates? Why have a $20,000 limit in a direct donation to Schimmel when, you know, Elon Musk can go spend $20 million? That's, you know, what's the math there? That's 10 times, 100 times.
Well, because if you have a limitation, call it, you know, $10,000 or $20,000 direct to the candidate, well, you have a limitation. But you're right. The workaround is just give all the money you want to the party, and the party will divvy it up as you wish. I know there's not supposed to be that way, but that's what happens, right, Matt? And so what is the point? I think we read yesterday that Dick Uihlein is the single contributor to like a super PAC for like $4 million. I'm like, why even have the middleman? Why even do the paperwork? Dude, everyone knows it's you. Why would you even, what would be the point of that, Matt? I mean, for real, I know you looked at this stuff for a long time. Why would a super rich guy set up a super PAC and be the only funder? And everyone knows it. What is the point?
The point is just to get around the limitations on direct donations to candidates and give unlimited amounts. I mean, Musk is giving literally 1,000 times what the direct contribution would be to Schimmel. And last time I looked, he hadn't given a dime to Schimmel's campaign. Why should he?
Well, same thing with Musk, though. I mean, Musk, he doesn't need the pass-through, man. I mean, everyone knows that Musk is funding these things and these things are spending the money. Now, unless there's some sort of tax consequence for Musk, like, hey, these are some sort of 501c, you know, some charitable organization to get a deduction for. If everyone knows you're the funding source for a PAC or a super PAC, what is the point? Because you can give, as a person, you could give the as much money as you want to to a party, the Republican Party or the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin, right? Or as a super PAC, you can give the same amount of money, right? You don't have to set up the cutout in order to do that. I just don't get what the point is if everyone knows you're the sole, primarily sole, the funding source.
Yeah, you know, they want to be the ones who said, look, my group, you know, put up these ads and so the candidate owes me or something, or look at how great I am because my PAC helped elect, you know, BS. So,
or maybe they don't want it. Maybe they don't want it. I mean, if you saw every ad instead of like America PAC and we love you PAC and Jesus is right PAC and everything was Elon Musk, Elon Musk, Elon Musk, maybe people get turned off by that. Maybe it's a way of hiding to those that are maybe less informed or don't want to see that billionaire's name all on every single ad.
Yeah, it could be both. You know, it's a shield to the general public, and it's a bragging badge to the people who are in the know. We've got to change our law here in Wisconsin to not allow huge donations to these outside groups, not allow the transfer of money from the parties to the candidates. That's outrageous, too. It's just a shell game, and there's no reason why the super rich should be able to spend an unlimited amount of money to tell us who to vote for.
Well, and 100 years ago, it wasn't like that, right? I mean, it was literally
100
like...
years ago, it wasn't like this in 2015. Up until, you know, for years before the legislature under the gerrymandered Republican legislature and Scott Walker in 2015, when they rewrote our laws, the most anyone could spend in Wisconsin was $10,000. If you gave $10,000 to the Republican Party, you couldn't give one dime to Scott Walker or to anybody else. And because the legislature rewrote that and because of a horrible U.S. Supreme Court decision called McCutcheon, the limits went out the door. But we could still impose limits on donations to political parties, donations to outside groups, and we could certainly ban the shuffle game, the shell game of, you know, giving the Republican Party and the or the Democratic Party, and then that party can give to a candidate. You know, it's ridiculous to be able to shuffle that money around.
As a state legislature, should whoever's in charge, write something up and get a governor to sign it, regardless of political party, that could have some impact, but it doesn't. We still have Citizens United, right? I mean, we still have ways to work around it, do we not?
Well, but it would be a lot trickier. So if the legislature rewrote this, and I hope they do in 2026, if we have a Republican governor, a Democrat governor, a Democratic legislature, they could say the most you can give to any outside group doing electioneering is $10,000. Well, if you wanted to spend $20 million like Musk, you're going to have to set up, what, 2,200 organizations or whatever it is? That'll make it a lot trickier for them to do, and that would be a plus.
So they got to file a lot more paperwork, but it's still a workaround. It is something, and I know this to be a fact. The polling will tell us this, and even some of our anecdotal conversations with conservative friends. They don't want hardcore liberal, crazy liberals buying elections any more than they want crazy righties buying elections. It should be one person, one vote. And hell, even if you say, and even if you agree that money is speech, well, speech can be regulated. You cannot yell fire in a crowded theater. And I believe this kind of money being spent on our elections is basically yelling fire in a crowded theater. Come back with us. Matt Rothschild joining me all day today. You can do so as well. 855-752-4842.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It is our break into spring. Text to win. Statewide contest going on right now. Today's keyword is swim. Download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Click the text button and text the keyword swim for your chance to win the statewide contest. This goes on until 5 o'clock p.m. Central Time today. Today's word is swim. Your chance to win a Chula Vista overnight stay. Got Jess P.S. on the board here. Matt Rothschild on the desk. Thank you, Matt, for joining me today. Very, very concerned about this election going off next week, folks. And we are always tight. So regardless of what way you hear, oh, this person's up or that person's up or whatever it's going to be, we have close elections here. So you know, as Matt said, you know, get your plan. And I'd throw in there, grab a couple other folks with you, man. Get them in the car, get them over, go and vote for Jill Underly for state school superintendent. And, of course, the judge, Susan Crawford. You see yesterday, Matt, Ron Johnson is on Charlie Kirk. He couldn't remember BS's name, man.
Oh, that was embarrassing. It was tasty, though.
We played a little crickets. I mean, it went on for like, three, four, 5 seconds.
Amount of time.
I mean, you know how slow time goes on the radio. I mean, especially when you're like trying to, you know, we have a fun time here. 2 hours can go really fast, especially hanging out with Matt.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it can go. But if you're trying, if you're in the middle of something, you're trying come up with the word. And after I'm back, I couldn't. I've been there, man. But he was the one. Johnson was the one calling it a senior moment. Susan Crawford, Jill Underly, you got your marching orders, folks. Let's get it
done. Yeah, and you're right. Bring a family member, bring a friend, bring a neighbor. If you know someone who needs a ride to the polls, make sure they get a ride to the polls. And, you know, sometimes taxi companies will give you a free ride here in Madison. I know they do. Union Cab does that. So
nice.
Make sure everybody you know comes out and vote, because these non-presidential races, turnout is generally lower, so your vote counts more.
Yes.
You know, if you really want to make a difference, get out there and bring as many people as possible to the polls on Tuesday.
And this is,
or get your absentee ballot in soon.
And whatever it takes to motivate you to do so, call it a referendum on the Trump administration. Call it concerns about women's reproductive rights. You know, there's very clear sides on these issues. And Susan Crawford will be on, well, presumably, in my opinion, is down for the things that we are down for. And we know Brad Schimmel, man. We know this cat. We don't want that dude. Another, you know, Scott Walker leftover, man. We've had that. Let's scrape it off our boot and let's move on. And let's make this a referendum. Let's make this a choice. Let's make a stand against what we see every single day in this administration, man. I mean, I know we're going to get to it, the Pete Hegseth and the whole signal thing. But from my recollection, it was literally 2 months, January 24th to March 24th. Hegseth was confirmed on January 24th that the signal story broke on March 24th. It was 2 months this guy was in before the whole thing blew up. And everybody, when they talked about this guy being unqualified, terrible, whatever, all those things, took 2 months, man. 2 months! 2 months! Come on! I would have thought at least take six. You know, I'd have taken that action. But two? Man, that is a level of incompetence that we rarely, rarely see. So this is, again, steering here to the state of Wisconsin. Sorry for the rant, Matt. We'll go on because there's other issues that are affecting the state of Wisconsin and this administration. You want to voice your opinion? You want to voice your objection to the Trump administration? You want to voice your opinion and support for our constitutional rights? Jill Underly.
Yeah, if you're sick of, you know, what Elon Musk is doing, right, you know, in this state, you really think someone should spend $20 million to tell us who to vote for? If you're sick of Elon Musk raiding the federal bureaucracy and throwing people out on their ears with no due process, here's the time to register your disgust with Elon Musk and go in and vote against BS. Vote for Susan Crawford and vote for Jill Underly, man.
Amen, simple. Matt. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I know we have some funding and grant things that are impacting our nature lovers out there. I want to get to that, but momentarily, let's get a phone caller in here. Cindy from Appleton, you will be first today. Happy Wednesday, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm concerned about the Supreme Court election because I think that BS is going to win. And the reason why is because not too awfully long ago, there was polling done in Wisconsin about the fair maps, and 89% of Wisconsinites believed in fair maps. So why isn't Susan Crawford, who wants to keep the fair maps, ahead by that much in the polls? 71% of the people that were polled about, you know, big money in Wisconsin, 71% of Wisconsinites were for getting big money out of politics. So why, at best, is she not 71% ahead of Brad Schimmel? It's because people are voting their party lines instead of their values, which is what they do so often. And unfortunately, the Republicans seem to come out in these kind of elections, and the Democrats don't. So if you're a Democrat or you're an independent who wants something better than that guy full of BS. Please go out and vote.
Yeah, the fair maps issue is really crucial, and thanks, Cindy, for the call. Really appreciate it. You know, if Schimmel wins, they may get back to rigged maps. It was the Wisconsin Supreme Court and, of course, Tony Evers, who helped us and the grassroots movement, who helped us get fair maps here in Wisconsin, or fairer maps.
Well, legislative maps, not the congressional maps, are still questionable.
Yeah, and we could work those, too, if we make sure that Susan Crawford wins. But if Brad Schimmel wins, you know those maps are going to be rigged like never before for the Republicans.
Well, never before. I mean, we just got out of it. We could get right back into it. Now, the Republicans will tell you, oh, the Dems want to rig the map. No, man, all we want is a level playing field. You know, I mean, we are a purple state. We're a 50-50 state. There's no reason that we should have the disparities that we do. But Matt, Cindy is absolutely right. These kinds of elections, you know, the Dems, I don't know that they show up in these kind of off-term elections, man.
Well, they did for Protasiewicz, but, you know, she stressed the fair maps issue, and she stressed the abortion issue. And maybe Susan Crawford should be echoing those two issues right now rather than running all those crime ads against Schimmel. The ads are indistinguishable between which candidate's running them at this point.
I'm going to lock him up. No, I'm going to lock him up. Come back with us. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. The Trump administration cutting money to all sorts of things, and it may impact you and your travel plans this summer. Come back with us. Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's the break into spring text to win statewide contest. Download the Civic Media app, find your favorite radio station, click the text button at the bottom, and send the keyword swim. Swim is the keyword for today. Go until 5 o'clock p.m. CT. Your chance to win a Chula Vista overnight getaway. Swim. Matt Rothschild, JSPS, working with me today, talking about the money and the politics. Just want to throw this one out there before we talk about some of the parks and the issues we have there. Daniel Bice from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has tweeted out that Elon Musk and his two groups, America PAC and Building America's Future, are up to $19.8 $5 million
Damn.
In the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, man.
It's a lot of cabbage.
You know, you ever see a fundraiser where they got like the thermometer, you know, they got to keep,
yeah.
You know, is it 20 million? Is it, how much, it doesn't matter? And then I'm like, well, the guy's like the richest man in the world. Why 20?
This is nothing.
Why not 100 million? I mean, if you're really serious about it, why not just buy everything? Go get it all, man. You want those Tesla dealerships? Act like you want them.
Yeah, how many Teslas is this?
Yeah. I don't know, but 100% of them, at least the trucks, will need to be recalled. Matt Rothschild, there is, I mean, a continued fallout, man, and people are outdoorsy folks. And I'm getting there, man. I used to eat when I was a kid. I was really outdoorsy, and then I'm like, I gotta get some city in me. And now I'm kind of slowly getting back to the nature, enjoying the walks and springtime, seeing the birds. And I know you are a big outdoors fan. What's happening here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, there's an article in the State Journal today by Lucas Robinson, great reporter there, about Wisconsin's flagship hiking trail, the Ice Age Trail. Now, the Ice Age Trail is suffering because of Elon Musk's cuts. I'm just going to read a couple paragraphs. Wisconsin's Ice Age Trail is feeling the heat from federal funding changes as the National Park Service and the partnering nonprofit that supports the trail are caught up in the spending cuts from the Trump administration. The trail's Park Service office has had its staff cut from 7 to 4 due to the firings, hiring freezes, and buyouts. And at the Ice Age Trail Alliance, staff remain locked out of obtaining $600,000 in federal funding that's been promised to the group through the Park Service and the National Park Foundation. Now, the Ice Age Trail was in the midst of expanding its trails all across the state, and it's not going to be able to do so. I mean, it had 8 upcoming trail projects planned for communities stretching from Manitowoc County on Lake Michigan, of course, to Polk County on the Mississippi River. Of those 8 trail projects, 4 have now been put in limbo. And so this could be disastrous for small and rural communities, the Ice Age Trail Alliance executive director has pointed out. And yeah, I mean, it's not just the Ice Age Trail. I mean, think, you know, Horicon Marsh. I'm sure they're getting hit badly by this. Think of if you want to go to Yellowstone this summer, good luck getting a camping site or Yosemite or Zion or wherever you want to go, the Everglades. You know, any of the national parks are being just strangled right now. So for those of you who like to go visit our national parks, as I do, and I was just out in Yellowstone this winter and it was gorgeous in the winter, you know, things are really going to be hard and you're not going to be able to enjoy our great natural treasures because of Elon Musk.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC-MAT. It's certainly not just here. It's also, as you mentioned, nationwide. ProPublica had a piece out a couple of weeks ago, so I want to read a couple of paragraphs here. Anjanette Damon reporting, if you ask a National Parks Service ranger how the Trump administration's cost-cutting will affect your next park visit, you might get talking points instead of a straight answer. You know what I'm saying? This is how they're doing it. A series of emails sent late last month to frontline staff at parks across the country provided rangers with instructions on how to describe the highly publicized staff cuts. Park leaders further instructed staff to avoid the word fired and not blame closures on staffing levels. Yeah, don't just ignore it. It's going to be fine. On February 14th, at least 1,000 Park Service employees were terminated as part of a broad reduction to the federal workforce by the Trump administration. As a result, visitor centers have reduced hours, tours of popular attractions have been canceled, lines have spiraled, bathrooms may go uncleaned, habitat restoration has ceased, and water has gone unchecked for toxic algae. Meanwhile, rangers have been ordered to describe these cuts or attrition as attrition, workforce management actions, according to the talking points, as prioritizing fiscal responsibility and staffing to meet the evolving needs of our visitors. They should tell the visitors the parks will continue to ensure, quote, memorable and meaningful experiences for all.
Remember sure that memorable experience yeah. when all the bathrooms hadn't been cleaned in months?
Remember I got the toxic algae infection? That was great.
I remember that.
At the bottom of the ProPublica piece, as we talk, Aviva O'Neill, executive director of the Great Basin National Park Foundation, a nonprofit organization that supports a small park in the remote corner of Nevada, bristled at the idea put forth in the talking points that parks can continue to provide the same level of quote-unquote memorable experiences with the cuts. When the park lost 5 of its 26 permanent employees in February, it was forced to close tours of a signature attraction, Lehman Caves. To help restore services, the foundation raised the money to temporarily hire the terminated workers. O'Neill said, quote, how do they do their day-to-day operations when you don't have the staff? As you mentioned, Matt, going from, what, 7 employees down to 4, you know, that's a huge percentage. You're going losing 5 of your 26 permanent employees. You could say that you're going to have a memorable experience, but as mentioned, that could be good or bad.
Yeah, I mean, no clean water, no clean bathrooms. I mean, that's going to be a fun family vacation.
Lines that stretch out for hours and hours. Certainly memorable.
Oh, come on. just go to vacation at Mar-a-Lago, man. Just go to Florida. Get on a plane. You know, and here's the other thing about this. I get the impression a lot of these folks, like, I don't know the last time Donald Trump went to a national park. You know what I'm saying?
Not recently.
You know, he looks at that and's like, wow, there's some great development opportunities here.
Right.
You know,
they got any McDonald's up there?
It's just what I'm saying. You know, the unwashed masses use the national parks and use our local parks, right? Oh, the rich folks, they can fly wherever they want. So if we're going to cut something, whatever. They can wait in line a little longer, Matt.
But this is where I think we can make common cause with people who voted for Trump, because a lot of Trump people like to go on hikes. A lot
right.
of Trump people like to go to Yosemite and like to go to Yellowstone and like to enjoy our national parks and our state parks. And, you know, they're going to come up face to face with what Elon Musk has done or what Donald Trump has done, because Musk and Trump, they don't believe in anything public. because they think everything private is good and everything public is bad. But we love our national parks. As one of the Tom, one of your texters said, Teddy Roosevelt's rolling over in his grave.
Right.
This was a Republican idea, you know, have national parks. And they're destroying our national parks. And people love our national parks. You know, you're going to be unhappy this summer trying to see with national parks where the lines, as Jess is saying, are going to be a mile long and you're not going to be able to get in there. And then when you get in there, it's going to be a mess. No one's going to be picking up the garbage except for the bears.
You think they're going to put some funding towards Mount Rushmore to see if they can somehow get Trump's face up on there? I bet they got no problem spending that money, Matt.
I know he wants it. He wants to carve his face in that.
I mean, this is stupid for so many reasons.
It is.
But I mean, you talk about someone who ran on the platform of making America great again, when one of the things that has always made America so great are our parks, are the natural resources that we have, the incredible landscapes, the incredible park systems that have been community gathering places, things that have made our country incredible.
Community? That sounds like communism. Did you say community?
No, they don't believe in community.
This is what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying. And I think, you know, Matt, and that's a great point, Jess. And Matt, I think you're right as well. If you talk about where to find commonality with folks, and I'm not a big camper, you know, don't get me wrong. I love a good campfire. I'll go hang out with y'all until it's nighttime and I go find a hotel and go sleep somewhere. But I mean, certainly the outdoors, lots of folks, regardless of their political persuasions, how do you not love the natural beauty, man? You know, I mean, the nature of all of it. And that's, if there's places that come together, it's around the campfires out in nature. You know what I mean? People are a little more chill, even. You can have those conversations, and people still have those conversations. But it just seems like it's a little lighter when everyone's outdoors like that.
Yeah, and I think we need to make the point to our friends. You know, this is what happens when you cut government spending, when you let Elon Musk run crazy through our National Park Service in other aspects of our government. You're not going to be able to enjoy the things that we as a community, we as Americans, think are precious to us, like Yellowstone or Yosemite or Zion or Horicon or wherever, Everglades, you name it.
855-752-4842. Let's not forget fracking and drilling also. A lot of that to be done. Yeah, man. I mean, we could maybe open up some of those national parks to, you know, some oil discovery. That would be great, right? Why not? I mean, we're going to drill, baby, drill.
Yeah, I think Trump has already green-lighted that, hasn't he?
Once upon a time, there was conservatives were meant to conserve things.
Ah,
conservation.
No, see, that's all hippie now.
Right.
It's too woke. If you can't cut it, slice it, dice it, you know, prioritize it.
Then what's it even for?
And make a little money off of it. Yeah, you know, why are we even bothering?
Mm-hmm.
I know, but see, but this is a philosophical, obviously philosophical difference. And I think, you know, most of you folks out there, me certainly, you know, I'm not sure I got a lot in common with a guy like Elon Musk. And I'm not sure Elon Musk has a lot in common with a lot of folks, man. And for a guy like that to be jumping in with his, you know, Doge bros, and making cuts because what? Because it fits on the spreadsheet. Because why again, man? Oh, that's right. Let's never forget these conversations when it comes to closing Horicon or the Ice Age Trail or the different services or the people getting fired in Nevada and all these different places. One reason only. Because these cats are trying to scrape up $4.5 trillion to give tax breaks for millionaires. That's why we're doing this, Matt. That's why.
Millionaires and billionaires. Oh. They don't want their top marginal tax rate to go up. And they don't want, any of their, spoiled little kids to have to pay any taxes on their inheritance. That's what it's about.
Come on. But there's so many more of us. I just don't understand. I mean, we crush them in the numbers, right? We crush them. I mean, there may be 300,000, you know, whatever million. I mean, it's a very small number, this 1% of the 1%, man. And when you think about how much money those cats own of the total wealth in this country, and certainly you could look at the world as well, but in this country, it's an outrageous percentage of the top 1% of the 1%, right? But there's so many of us, and we all got votes. We all got votes. We can change it. We can go back to, I don't know, I'd like to say 100 years ago, Matt, but maybe back to 2015 when we would say, no, what, you cannot spend $20 million, Elon Musk, on a Wisconsin State Supreme Court race so you can get your Ford dealerships. You can't do that. In fact, you can't even vote in the state of Wisconsin. You know, you can give a little something. We'll allow you that because this is we the people, not you the billionaires.
And I'd like that. I mean, I'd like for only people in Wisconsin to be able to, you know, buy ads during our elections so that we can determine what happens here. But that's not the way it is either. But, yeah, you know, I'd love to have in 2026 or 2028 a debate, you know, do you support the national parks or not? You know, because Elon Musk and Donald Trump, they can buy their own private park. But the rest of us, we can't do that. You know, we need to get in the car and go visit them.
Yeah, but the ones they want to buy are public parks. So what better way to squeeze them? And then you can get them at a low price, man, because no one's going there anymore because they got toxic algae and the bears are crapping all over the place. 855-752-4842. Jim from Appleton, you are up. Welcome, Jim. What do you got for us?
Oh, I'm just thinking Trump's been in office 2 months. It's going to take us decades time to do what he's done.
Oh, and you put it like that, man, it sounds pretty rough. You know what? The good news is, Jim, is a lot of these executive orders, they don't carry the weight. And the good news is we see those that used to be for, you know, the separation of powers and for democracy and for, you know, equal branches of government and for Congress to, you know, actually write the laws and instill the budget and the executive branch to enforce it. All those theories and all those folks and all those philosophies that the Republicans have claimed over the years have just been cast aside, let alone family values, fiscal conservatism, you know, national intelligence, you know, those kinds of things. We're going to get to that next. Thank you, Jim, for the call. I don't think it'll take that long to recover, but it depends on who comes in next. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. More fallout from the Signal Gate. Whiskey Gate? Whiskey Signal? What are we saying? We'll call it something.
Whiskey Leaks.
Whiskey Leaks, 855-752-4842. See? Thank you, Jess.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It was our last segment of the day for you to break into spring, our statewide text to win contest. Download the Civic Media app, find your favorite radio station, hit the text button at the bottom, and use the keyword swim for your chance to win a prize. Today's prize, Chula Vista overnight stay swim. Get after it. We will have until the 5 o'clock hour for you to get your entries in. Matt Rothschild joining me today. Just PS is on the board. We've got some callers and some texters. One of the texters, are you talking about Soros money too? Yes, we are. Matt, do you make any distinction about the money in politics, or are you okay with the good money and not with the bad money?
No, I hate the big contributions from both sides. I wrote something, an op-ed for Civic Media. Civicmedia.us has it. I say, it doesn't matter to me whether it's coming from rich billionaires on the left or rich billionaires on the right. I hate the billionaires being able to have more say than we do. And, you know, in a democracy, we all should have an equal tug on the rope, and we just don't because these billionaires are tugging it real hard.
But do we also...
We can't compete with them in the money race. The only day we can compete with them is on election day. And that's why it's so important, because on Tuesday, you have as much power as Elon Musk does when you're in that voting booth.
More power.
More power, I should hope.
Yeah, Elon Musk can't vote. Not in
there
Wisconsin,
you go. You got,
man.
That's it. You got more power than Elon Musk.
That's
and the
what
same
I'm
amount
saying.
Of power as Diane Hendricks when you're in that voting booth.
Right. So. Right. Is it... I know it's forced upon us, man, and I know, you know, and FCC regulated channels have to do what they got to do. If you're part of the thing, you got to play the ads, right? Some places you can't reject them. So there is that to deal with as well, above and beyond like the internet ads, which don't have the kind of regulation that we do going over a broadcast radio or television. So I know this is to some degree forced upon us, but do you think there is a gap a hole to be filled because so many people are either disenfranchised or not informed or just don't give a damn or, you know, lethargic about it or think, you know, we get what we deserve and don't participate. Do you think they're filling that gap?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, the candidate ads, you've got to run. But some of the, you know, the outside group ads, you know, there's nothing compelling, you know, media companies from running that. But, you know, I've been to some media stations during elections, and they're loving it. You know, they're swimming in the money.
Right.
That's their revenue source. So, you know, it is a problem. And I think a conscientious, and I know Civic Media has a policy that it can refuse to run ads that are obviously false or breaking the values
from third party
groups. From an outside group. But you're required to here at Civic Media if it's a candidate, just as you know CBS or ABC or NBC are required to as well. Way around that.
855-752-4842 855-75-Civic. LA Tom, you are up. Welcome, Tommy. What do you got for us?
Yeah, Dom. First off, this is their sandbox, or this is their sandbox, the conservatives, and we're playing in it. So we have no choice because they're the ones that brought us the conservative Supreme Court of Citizens United, where you can put unlimited money into campaigns.
Yeah.
So that's number one. Number two, I think everyone yells left, far left, liberal, socialist, communist, but nobody gives examples of what they mean by these labels. when people say far left, I want us to, if we can, maybe you can remember to do it, but ask them, what do you mean by it? Do you mean Medicare for all? Do you mean, I mean, what is it that they actually mean when they say these labels? Because honestly, I don't think of myself as far left. I'm against all money in politics, whether it comes from conservatives or it comes from liberals. I'm against all lobbyists. I am for a Medicare for all system. I'm for the raise of the minimum wage. I'm for anything that's for we the people, and we the people are the government. And I'm not in favor of things that where it's for the big corporations, where three people, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg own more wealth than 50% of the nation? Come on.
Yeah, Tom, that is something. Your point about the labels, I don't think they know what it means, man. I heard Ron Johnson say, oh, it's something about a socialist, Marxist, communist. I'm like, dude, those are like all separate things, too. You know what I mean? They right. don't know. I mean, it's just a derogatory term.
Exactly. And, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's calling NPR, you know, communist now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, they've got no context, for no understanding of what those terms are. And, you know, to them, you know, anyone to the left of what? Joe Biden is a communist or something.
I mean, Joe Biden's a communist, man.
Probably.
I mean, if you listen to
hear them say it.
Those folks, right, if you listen to it, they tell you that, of course, not the case. Folks, we're going to have to come back in the next hour. We only got about a minute left in the segment. The continued fallout. We got sound today from all sorts of folks just always doing the hard work. And Matt, thank you for joining us. There's just so much to get to. I mean, like I said, you start making notes at the beginning of the day. By the end of it, it's like, nope, not doing that, not doing that. So we are going to get to a lot of it. We got Senator Mark Kelly from yesterday. Didn't get that to that. We're going to play that as well. We do have Senator Alyssa Slotkin from Michigan talking about the signal breach as well. Michael Walls, apparently this guy, he took responsibility, but did he? Did he? We're going to get to some of the sound and your reaction, Matt's reaction, Jess's reaction. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.